Dennis, the chant reminds me of a lesson I taught I don't know how many years ago, and I'm going through some old notes and have to find a note or two, so I tried to rework the lesson or add to it, but I didn't have complete notes, so. Lesson titled The Four Rules. Now, the Bible doesn't say there's four rules, we get a lesson from the Bible about these things. Does have something to say about each one of them. Or somebody said, when I say there's four rules, you're only four? If you recognize by way of introduction, there's just some rules or laws that we can't escape. Sometimes when I was teaching school, I'd ask students, do you ever think of an age where no rules exist? Of course, hands always go up. When you're 18 or 21 or something like that, you don't have to, no more rules, but we recognize we never reach an age when rules do not exist or affect us in some way. Growing up, I think of house rules. You know, there was a curfew of sometimes. Chores to do, you will do this. Rules, manners, you know. Sometimes just a general rule, behave yourself. At school, there were rules, school rules, there were classroom rules. I saw many years ago, Ann Landers had some rules. It says, golden rules for living. She didn't know the author, but she just repeated it. Number one, if you open it, close it. Number two, if you turn it on, turn it off. Number three, if you unlock it, lock it up. Number four, if you break it, admit it. Number five, if you can't fix it, call in someone who can. Number six, if you borrow it, return it. Number seven, if you value it, take care of it. Number eight, if you make a mess, clean it up. Number nine, if you move it, put it back. Number 10, if it belongs to someone else, get permission to use it. Number 11, if you don't know how to operate it, leave it alone. Number 12, if it's none of your business, don't ask questions. So, rules we have. I know sometimes the old expression, businesses have rules, and One rule of business, the boss is always right. You know, ever heard of Murphy's Laws? Rules? If anything can go wrong, it will. And the corollary to it is at the worst possible moment. Second Murphy's Law is nothing is ever as simple as it first seems. Another Murphy's Law is whatever you set out to do, something else must be done first. Another one he had was if you improve or tinker with something long enough, eventually it will break. The last one I'll list is by making something absolutely clear, somebody will be confused. Some of Murphy's Laws. So in this lesson, we're just going to look at some rules or laws. Our behavior falls in sometimes one or more of these at times as we live our life. So I just put them in four groupings. And number one is I call it the iron rule. The opposite of the golden rule. Do unto others what you would not want them to do unto you. Of course, an added to it is, and do it before they do it. That's the pagan law of life. I put that in your notes. It's the law of the jungle. People live by this rule. There are, you may know of some or read about some, and may have experienced this in your own life of someone else just says, hey, the light makes right. Some people live by this iron rule. foolish as I'll do it because I can. I can. It's viciously doing unto others whatever you may wish, as long as it serves your purpose. That's the way these people live their life. And they don't have any concern about the welfare of another person. Don't care about the other person's desire. It's the law of the jungle. You know, and there's some, we're aware of some examples of this in the Bible, one back in the beginning. Genesis 4, verse 8. Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. You know, Cain was angry that God did not accept his sacrifice. Accepted Abel's. Well, you know what? Law of the jungle. Might makes right. I'll just take your life. Another story in 1 Kings chapter 21. Ahab had plenty of vineyards, Ahab and Jezebel. However, Naboth had a plot of ground right next to the king's palace or the king's house. And Naboth would not sell the land to the king. So Jezebel, Ahab's wife, had a false charge brought against Naboth, and Naboth was stoned to death. And then Ahab took the vineyard. See it sometimes even in today's society, the iron rule, might makes right. People that have no respect for law and order. So they rob. They kill. Now you think of the school bully. Gone bigger than you are. Think of the rebel forces in Africa that just overpower villages. Or think of the neighborhood gangs that protect their turf. You know, so when some people live by this rule of life, this iron rule, I'm going to do to you what I don't want you to do to me. And I'm going to do it before you do it to me. A second rule, I just prefer the brass rule. You can make any type of metal you'd like to apply to that. But this is do unto others as they do unto you. And added to that, I put is do more or worse to them than they do unto you. Just means acting kind. You hit me, I hit you. That's the rule. You ask a child, why did you hit your brother? The answer is because he hit me first. And then we say, but you hit him twice as hard as he hit you. The child responds, yes, I did that, and that's to teach him not to hit me again. that's why I hit him worse than he hit me. Well, that's the brass rule. It's acting kind. You know, it's a common response to our world. You know, people will say, you know, I may not start something. However, if somebody does something to me, I'm going to do something back to them. The kind of life that probably most people would live if they were not instructed, if they were not taught. They were allowed to go the way that's the easiest and perhaps natural. You think of children. You know, until they're instructed. And we teach them manners or proper behavior or response to when something happens to us. No, this is what you do, son or daughter. Jesus recognized this law in Matthew 5, verse 38. You've heard that it's been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Yeah, that's right. So not only have we in our life have heard it said, but we've seen it done, an eye for an eye. Example of this in our life might be in today's society, road rage. Two cars have a slight brush in traffic. One cuts in front of the other on the freeway. So the other acts in kind, chases them down, cuts in front of them, honks, waves at them. You know? This rule is the one that says, I'll get even with you, one way or another. Of course, when that happens, then the one that gets even or did something, the other one got even, then I have to get even with the getting even. Apostle Paul counters this at the very start. In Romans chapter 9, beginning of verse, Romans chapter 12, beginning of verse 9. tribulation. Abhor that which is evil. Talk about rules. Cleave to that which is good. I'm reading Romans 12, verses 9 through 21. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Be not slothful in business, but be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of the saints. Given to hospitality. Bless them that persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice. Weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. That's our law, right? Brass rule. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it's written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Talk about rules for living. There's a list. The third one I had listed for you is the silver rule. Do not do unto others what you would not want them to do to you. As to that is just don't do anything to help anybody else. In other words, if you won't help me, I won't help you. And they like that attitude of life. Now stay away. This silver rule, like we know, it's passive. It says, I'm not going to do any harm. I'm going to mind my own business. You leave me alone. A lot of people find this very satisfactory in life. They're resolved, you know, I won't hurt someone else, and they don't. But they're also not benevolent to anybody else either. Kind of like, kind of stoic in some fashion. Oh, you have problems? I don't care. It's an attitude that says, just leave me alone. I'm not hurting anyone. I'm not breaking any laws of the land. But the rule is silent on doing good. Does that understand the way this is going on, this rule? It's kind of like a store mannequin. You know, they're not bad. But they're not good. They don't do anything. They just stay. Just there. Somebody said, they'll say the idea, I'll show up, but I'm not going to sign up for anything. And a teacher next door to me at school, Freddie, wouldn't sign up for anything extra. Oh, Halloween carnival. All the kids are going to have fun. They have all these things. Would sign up for a booth. But no. He has to attend the staff meeting. I'll attend the meeting. I'm not signing up. Don't count on me. Oh, but I'm here at the meeting. Leave me alone, he says. I'll just do my work. Take care of my classroom. But don't call on me. Best friend. We got along well together, though. That's funny that way. Oh, but this person that lives by this silver rule says, I'll take care of myself. I'll pay my debts. I'm not going to break any laws, but I'm just going to keep to myself. Don't call me. It's a story in Luke chapter 10. You're familiar with it. I gave a brief mention to it in our lesson this morning. But the priest and the Levite in the story of the Samaritan. And in Luke 10, verse 36, Jesus replies to the lawyer after telling this story. Now, which of these three, the priest and the Levite who went by on the other side, but the Samaritan stopped and helped the one who was overtaken by a thief? So Jesus asked the lawyer a question. Because he asked Jesus a question, who's my neighbor? So Jesus says, now which of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? He said, he that showed mercy on him. Jesus said, go thou and do likewise. So the person that lives by the silver rule sees a need, but walks by on the other side. That's his rule of life. Living by this rule keeps you from doing good to others. In one sense, you may be, I don't even want to use the word good, you're just there. But we can't count on you for anything. You're just living your life. You want me to stay away from you, and you don't want to involve yourself with me. It's a silver rule. Do not do to others what you do not want them to do unto you. Don't help them. And I'll not help you. The last one, though, you know. The golden rule. Matthew 7, verse 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do unto you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law of the prophets. So if people truly live by this rule, you know, that golden rule, then obviously our community would be a better place. Society would get along. Our homes would be better. Any relationship that you have, whether it's parent, child, husband, wife, employer, employee, if we would just do unto others what we would want them to do to us, and we don't want people to hurt us. We're thinking the good things here. So now is the attitude of where we're asking, how can I help you? What do you need? Let me get that for you. You know, it's good manners. It's common decency. It's being a good Samaritan when you see the need. This rule is active where the silver rule was passive. This one, the golden rule, is involvement. The golden rule takes us away from self-seeking and self-sufficiency. And it looks out for ways that we can benefit someone else. That's the golden rule. This is the best. It's an attitude that looks for opportunities to serve and to bless others in a manner that I would like to be served, in a way that I would like to be blessed by the life of someone else. It's a golden rule. It's active. So when you see someone has dropped something, don't say, oh, you dropped something. You go pick it up and hand it to them if that situation calls for that. You see a need and you fill it. Jesus said in John 13, verse 34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I love you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, that you have love one for another. So one other newspaper article. I cut this out just because I knew I would use this somewhere, sometime. They have a section on short takes on beliefs and behaviors. So if this is instead of WWJD, what would Jesus do? This is YD, WWYD, what would you do? So he says, the golden rule has been your guiding principle. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But as the community becomes more diverse, as the community becomes more diverse, you wonder if that's really the best guide. What would you do? The old version, the only one version of the golden rule. The old version of the golden rule worked well in homogeneous communities. In the 21st century, however, it is time to recognize the limits of this rule. For example, you might want a blood transfusion if you were bleeding to death, but a Jehovah's Witness considers that sinful. Can we preserve the well-intentioned spirit behind the golden rule by tweaking it slightly? So here's his new golden rule. Do unto others as they would have you do unto them. Dennis, now you have I've retyped the outline, so now you'll have these, of course, however long you would like.
You
laminate it within.
You're good with us.
I still can't get even.
All right, at the close of a lesson, again and always, we sing a song of encouragement, song of exhortation. Again, there may be one here this evening that'd like to respond in a public way, and if that's your desire, we'll certainly answer and meet that need. If it's to be baptized for remission of sins, or to ask brethren, help me, or brethren, pray for me about this decision or this situation in my life, we can certainly honor that request. So let's stand together. If you need to respond in a public way, or if that's your resolve, please do so by...